John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's controversial.
The hell you f***ing off?
It's what you won't see on TV.
I'm very, very f***ing sick.
It's Major Bill Smith. Too hot for television.
My f***ing nails grow. All the cotton picking women are jealous of my mother f***ing fingernails.
It's the real Major Bill Smith. The man the censors didn't want you to hear.
There is no damn sharper dude on the face of this earth than Major Bill Smith.
Major Bill Smith, too hot for television. Get your copy and get to know the real Smith.
How do you like them f***ing apples, you greasy sucker?
Not available in stores.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam and I had baby limas and I had German potato salad and...
Oh, wow.
...mashed tomato.
Just set it and forget it. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to make a pledge to the FFN.
Ah, very good. Go to the website.
I have some recalled peanut butter and some expired canned goods. Is that okay?
Now, you know what? She's using her noodle. If, if you got all of, and I remember the code, the Peter Pan code, 211.
That's right.
Those are the first three letters of all of the Peter Pan peanut butter that'll make your genitals fall off.
Yeah, we appreciate cash donations, but we will take food, put it in the warehouse for distribution as soon as it gets a little older.
Mike, what about like mushrooms that go bad that cause salmonella?
Don't want anybody to die, and we do want people to hopefully get sick enough where they'll move out of the area. But it's as I said, it's a work in progress, and it's a very delicate system that we're trying to implement.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, how's it? I was just hoping to know if they're going to do Larry King tapes.
Well, it's us first. And what Larry King tapes are you speaking of?
The ones from Friday.
Larry King. Do we have Larry King tapes from Friday?
I don't know. I just don't like that he used the phrase, he's hoping to know.
I don't think we teased any Larry King tapes.
I don't recall.
There were Larry King tapes of him farting and falling asleep.
Well, we played those
on Friday.
Played them. Covered.
Today you did?
No.
On Friday we did.
When we were talking about it.
Did anyone do them again?
No, we just did it on Friday, you dumbass.
Right, and that's what I was hoping to know, if they were going to do them again.
So you wanted to hear the Larry King farting tape again?
And hold on, do you realize yet that they is us?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Do you realize that they is us?
Stop listening to your radio. Listen to the phone.
Okay.
Is your radio turned down?
Dumas.
And so is his phone.
Then he just hung up. Guy just hung up. That is why Jack in the Box must stop the food coming to Sacramento.
I'm going to have to forgive you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Don, Mike.
Yes, right.
Sacramento.
Okay. All right. Gag over.
I'm not. This is a real news item. Several brands of Safeway bread are being recalled in Northern California. Just came over the wire.
The program is working.
What's the brand, Buzz?
Several brands of Safeway bread, including Cascade Pride.
Cascade Pride.
So we can officially say that Safeway has signed on as our unofficial corporate sponsor.
They may have taken it too far because wire fragments from production machinery are in the bread. So
I don't think they took it too far. I think that they're showing some initiative.
That's okay. Just a little scare is all
you know
it
what
is.
That is? Yeah. That's the good old American can-do attitude.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Just a little scare. Don't worry. Thank you, Safeway.
Wow.
Thank you for your participation. What's the name of that bread again?
It is a Cascade Pride, one of a number of Safeway brands being recalled because of wire
Cascade
fragments
Pride.
In the bread.
Don't forget, if you're listening in Sacramento, go home tonight and make yourself a Dagwood sandwich. That's where you use three slices, maybe four slices of bread.
Three slices of Cascade Pride.
Ham, turkey, and fire.
Cascade Pride on your tuna. Enjoy.
Okay, back to Regis for a moment.
All right.
Because he announces today that he's going to have this bypass surgery. You'll hear about it on Entertainment Tonight and everything tonight. We've been floating stuff around. What are they going to do without him for 2 months or 3 months or forever?
Yeah. Right.
She's definitely worth keeping around.
Right.
But the whole dynamic that works on that show is the fact that he's who he is.
Yeah, and he's a curmudgeon.
And she is who she is.
Yeah, and I think she's very, very funny, but I don't like her dynamic when they bring out the male models. I think that they ought to get some sort of comedian or a guy that's funny. And, Buzz, you were telling me outside it's going to be
tomorrow,
definitely Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that's a one-day fill-in.
Right.
We hope so.
I mean, because I'm sure Jeff Probst was busy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst. Don, Mike. The tribe has spoken.
Right. I'm sure Sam Champion was busy as well. Those are really their top three go-tos.
Doesn't Sam Champion work right there in New York? I mean, isn't he right there available?
At Channel 7, yeah.
So they'll probably slide him in there, too.
He's also on Good Morning America. You know, it's a bad time for Richard Jenny to blow his brains out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what the hell happened to Richard Jenny?
Well, I...
Was it a gun?
I think either he had some really bad disease that he didn't want to face, or he realized that he really was not very funny.
Oh, dear.
I don't, which is it?
Very scary.
Which is it?
We don't know.
There is a third theory. He killed himself in the bathroom, and you know, every bathroom has a mirror.
This is the way he looked. Jenny on the Zoo.
The Platypus Man.
Richard Jenny.
He will be missed.
That was his special on HBO, right? Platypus Man?
Mm-hmm. And you also loved his other special a lot.
What's that?
Big steaming pile of me.
Oh, that's right. Richard Jenny.
Yeah.
Right.
You really
I was not a big fan.
No, you loved his work.
Yeah, of course I did. Now I did, yeah.
Isn't Richard Jenny one of the guys, in your many swings as producer, isn't he one of the guys that we would generally pass on? We don't pass on too many guests.
No, as a matter of fact, I declined him just this morning, believe it or not.
Today he would have been hot, Rob.
I know.
Wow.
Today he would have been hot.
Jenny, no longer with us.
Jenny.
Well, listen, let's...
J-E-N-I.
Now... All of these Richard Jenny tapes that we have, and what they are tribute montages to him. Yeah. There are these from TV? Because there's one with sad music and one with upbeat music.
Huh. There was two, and they're both, that's the funny thing, is that they're both the same content. One has happy music and one has sad. Didn't know how you'd want to pay tribute to them.
All right, here's the sad Richard Jenny. He's a comedian who killed himself over the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the sad report about it.
Why do women care about how big their feet are? I got 24-hour porno on a satellite, right? So I don't come out of my house for too many reasons.
What do you think will happen in the second half? I think they're going to try to get some points right away there.
Really? So you don't think they'll try to lose the game on purpose then?
Then here's the upbeat coverage.
All right.
Why do women care about how big their feet are? I got 24-hour porno on a satellite, right? So I don't come out of my house for too many reasons.
What do you think will happen in the second half? I think they're going to try to get some points right away there.
Which do you like? So you know what happened? We ran tape on a station that the first time they did the story, did it with the sad music.
Right.
And the second time did the upbeat music.
Richard Jenny.
Nice.
Dead at, how old was he?
45.
45?
And
so nobody's got any more details on it right now.
Not why, just how.
And we found out during the break that Regis is 75.
He's 75.
75.
Wow.
Here's more tape of Regis.
Yes. Yes.
Now, hold on a second. Here's more tape. It was all Kelly. Here's Regis.
No, but there is that funny story. You know, Mark and I went to visit my dad after it was done. And you know how squeamish Mark is. Mark is very, very squeamish.
Like me.
And so my father.
This is the only way she can relate to him, that he's announcing this. And she says,
my dad had the same thing, Regis.
My dad did.
My daddy.
And he's fine.
Right.
And Regis.
Yeah, but you can hear his tone in the background where he's kind of going, yeah, yeah. All right.
You know,
yeah.
In her defense, what does he expect her to do?
Exactly. I mean,
he's coming on TV and he's not announcing
this.
Well,
no, what I'm saying is his tone, I don't think he's even listening. I think he's going,
all right,
whatever. They said that at my age, risky.
Was very proud of the fact that he had the surgery, and he was very, very proud of his scar. And so Mark walked in, and he goes, how you doing, Pop? And he goes, look, and he rips open his robe, and Mark just goes right over. I'm like, dang. He just...
Did you have to tell me that story?
It was,
what did Mark see that he fainted?
That's
Mark
real.
Fainted when into labor. Mark doesn't have to say anything. He just faints.
You mean, that's right. There's yeah. got to be some kind but, of but, long line.
Well, not anymore. It goes away.
No, I mean, they never go away.
No, if you see my father, you would be very surprised.
And then how do they get inside to your heart? Do they crack your chest open?
I believe...
This is the audience laughing at
him.
Do they, he's saying it seriously. They crack your chest open?
Hi.
Do they take shears? Do they use, like, gardening shears? What do they do? Where
if
do babies
they use
come
the
from?
Lobster crackers, I believe.
See, this
no,
is a big joke,
know.
Though. You
no,
understand?
I don't know. I don't,
giving
I don't
me
know.
Lobster cracker jokes.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Did you talk? Let me ask you a question.
I have. I'm taking my. I've been away.
Did you ask your doctor what will happen? Because I'm yeah. the talk show host is not the person to ask. So far, I've heard that you've consulted two talk show hosts, Letterman and me. Have you spoken to any cardiologists?
Yes, of course, but I haven't sat down. There are a million questions I have to ask him. And I'm going to do the pre-op, I guess, tomorrow.
Do me a favor. Don't get excited. I see you're getting excited.
Well, of course. Why did your father rip his shirt open?
Okay, here's the next guy. More Regis today.
Well, that's what they say. That's
I'm
what
not
they
gonna
say.
Bring Mark around. Don't
it's
worry.
Supposed to be, you know, the best way to do it, the most enduring way. It will stay for longer than anything
oh,
else.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But how long do I have anyway? You know?
Oh, hey.
There he is.
Will you stop
it,
Regis. I swear
I'm
to
not kidding.
God. Yeah, I've been here for 6 years and this is this I
Yeah, Gelman says, come on, Regis.
Hey, stop it.
Let's do it again.
Regis.
Here we go.
Well, that's what they say. That's
I'm
what
not
they
gonna
say.
I'm not going to bring Mark around. Don't
it's
worry.
Supposed to be, you know, the best way to do it, the most enduring way. It will stay for longer than anything
oh,
else.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But how long do I have anyway? You know?
Oh,
hey,
stop.
Come on.
Will
stop it, Regis.
I swear
I'm
to
not
God.
Kidding.
Stop it, Regis.
Stop it, Regis. You're upsetting me.
Oh, excuse me. We have... Some breaking news. A man on the telephone, Joe says...
No!
This guy knew Richard Jenny.
Oh really?
I actually had hired him a number of times, and I hate to say this about someone who's dead, but what a big jerk, and I'm kind of can't... I'm not surprised he did it. He's an a-hole.
Wow.
Well, now, you're
wow.
speaking ill of the dead here, and we don't know Richard Jenny from
yeah,
a
we don't know the guy.
From
you
a
don't,
hole in the ground.
Did you know him well?
Well enough that I wrote him a lot of big checks, yeah.
You wrote him big checks in what regard?
Hiring his services at a comedy club.
So you ran a comedy club?
Where?
Yeah, and I'll say he was probably the most difficult entertainer that I'd ever worked with, and yeah. I've worked with a lot.
Well, maybe he had a lot of demons. You don't know, right? You know, maybe that's why he ended up the way he ended up. Maybe he was an unhappy guy.
There's five extra seats here. My contract says there's 200 seats. There's 255. I want to you sign this.
So you're glad he's dead?
I'm not glad. I'm just... not surprised that he offed himself because he was kind of an ass.
Well, but I mean, when you think about it, I mean, really getting serious about this for a second, was the guy kind of a brooding, unhappy, depressed guy? I mean, yeah, like comedians, like all right. comedians yeah.
like
aren't like that anyway,
yeah.
you know.
I definitely saw that with him, man. I mean, he was so full of himself. But
well, if that's the case, you're just brooding with I mean, yeah. Richard Lewis would have killed himself, like, at the beginning of his
yeah.
career.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
he's tried. I love Richard, but yeah, he's another one that I'm not.
I love it when we get a showbiz insider like this just calling the show Mike.
Did his rate go down over the years? I mean, was he cheaper the last time you hired him than the first time?
No, more. Consistently, he wanted a lot of money, and I was like, this guy hasn't done anything. He really wasn't that big of a draw, and this is before big steaming pile of him or whatever it was.
Where's your club again?
A lot of money.
Where's your club again?
I'm gone.
Where is your located? Club? Can't hear. Where is your club?
He's gone like the wind.
I don't know if I believe him or not.
Yeah, I think he sounded legit, though. There was enough real animosity there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do you think Richard Jenny actually counted seats?
Probably.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dick Jenny.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to tell Don and Mike. Hello.
Yes, we're right here. We're listening to you. You're talking to us.
It's us. What would you like to tell us?
Hey, guys, I was wondering... What is your take on the baby that just got snatched from the hospital?
What is my take?
What, the one in Texas?
How
that they found in Texas that they just recovered?
How are we supposed to have a take on that? What is my take on that?
The comedy take?
That's a wicked good save by the police.
Hello.
Wicked good.
I mean, hello.
Hey, ass. I mean, what do you mean was our take? We're glad the baby's okay.
Oh, that's awesome. But my point being,
what baby are you talking about?
There was a baby that was snatched over the weekend, a preemie, from a hospital somewhere in Texas.
The one where they recovered the baby, right?
Right.
That's what the guy is talking about, the story from life. But they found the baby like yesterday, right?
Exactly.
They found the baby in New Mexico. And you asked.
I didn't want to preempt Buzz's.
No, it's fine.
News.
Buzz's news.
What's your take on it?
But yeah, it's all turned out well. And
hey, hold on. This is beyond a violation of the rule. Mm-hmm. You're calling with what you think is breaking news, so you're breaking that rule, and you're calling with news that is so old that news is older than Regis. So,
hey, but I'm first time caller.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't matter, douchebaggio.
How long have you been listening?
First-time caller.
Douchebaggio. American gigolo.
I should make it the last. Listen,
how long have you been listening?
First time. I've been listening.
Listen,
No, seriously, though.
Seriously.
I've been listening since the
seriously.
DC 101. No, seriously.
Seriously. Seriously.
Since when?
This guy.
No, since back in 1982 when I was going to school. And listen to you guys.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Where are you calling from?
Stafford, Virginia.
Where does your mom live?
In Horville.
There you go.
That's right.
That's it.
All right, you saved yourself. We were going to block all of your future calls, but we will not now. Because you know that your mom is what?
No, she's a whore.
She's a whore. You know, when a guy says it like that.
Yeah. Matter-of-factly like
that.
How
can you argue with
that? That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you old friend.
That's a guy that walked into the jaws of death and doesn't realize how lucky he is.
That was very frustrating, old sport.
He was right on.
That truly was.
The old sport brings it back. He was right at death's doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Jenny was standing there.
I know.
To shake his hand.
Beckoning him in.
Waving him in.
We saved him. Mm-hmm. God, we do good on this show, don't we?
We do good every single day. We train, we educate, we enlighten.
All right, so the Regis thing, I think you heard the gist of the tapes.
Right.
The truth of the matter is there's a different side to the story.
There is.
And really? We'll find it when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.